The state's overwhelmed foster care system is among the top issues lawmakers in West Virginia are working to address this legislative session. Many of the foster families in the state are what's known as kinship parents, oftentimes grandparents. Research suggests children in kinship homes have better behavioral and mental health outcomes than children who are placed with a stranger. Roxy Todd went to visit with a kinship grandparent in Jackson County to hear her story.
Across West Virginia, abuse and neglect cases have resulted in the removal of thousands of children from their family homes. Close to 7,000 have become foster children. The best chance many of these kids have is if a relative can take them in. In Ravenswood, Melissa Liston is raising her 12-year-old grandson and her 3-year-old granddaughter.
The money's tight sometimes, but you know what? Those kids come through that door and they laugh and it's worth it. That there is nothing like a 3-year-old's giggle, nothing ever makes it worth it. Whatever you've done through your life to save for your time when your kids are gone, it's gone. That's what you use to raise your grandkids. You have no more savings. You have no more retirement. Because you've started a whole new family. And you don't regret it.
Liston's grandson goes to a therapist and needs extra help coping with trauma he experienced when he was living with his birth parents.
Sometimes they need the extra help. You can't expect their kids. They're not adults, and they've been through fire. You gotta treat them with gloves, not harsh treatment. It don't work. They're babies, and I'm sorry.
Her grandson faced neglect and abuse when his father, Liston's son, struggled with drug addiction. Liston says she blames herself for not knowing that her own son was addicted to drugs.
Just keep him close. Check on him. Don't make excuses. I made those excuses. Don't do that. Because they're adults. They still need you.
Breaking that cycle of addiction takes love and a lot of parenting, Liston says. She worries about the other children out there in need of foster homes who don't have someone available to take them in.
This is where kids end up into drugs, into jail, because no one cares. No one wants to step up and take responsibility. This time of the year, are they cold? Are they hungry? I can't stand the thought of a kid. I can't stand the thought of anybody, adult or child, being hungry or cold. I just can't. It's not in me. The kids pull my heartstrings more than anything.
That was Melissa Liston, a grandmother raising her grandchildren in Ravenswood. Roxy Todd reported that story last night on the Legislature Today. You can hear the full story and see the video on our website, wvpublic.org. There, we've also posted resources that are available to kinship foster families across West Virginia. On last night's episode of the Legislature Today, Roxy Todd also spoke with state lawmakers about the growing foster care crisis in West Virginia. Todd was joined by Senator Patricia Rucker, a member of the Senate Select Committee on Children and Families, Delegate Barbara Evans Fleischauer, Minority Chair of the House Judiciary Committee, and Senator John Unger, member of the Senate Health and Human Resources Committee. Here's an excerpt from the interview taped live at the Capitol.
So you're all committed in one way or another on working on these issues, foster care. Let's just go around first and tell us the number one thing that you would like to do to help the foster care kids in our state.
Well, I can tell you that I pushed for the creation of the Select Committee on Children and Families because as the interim committee was meeting, and it's been meeting on these issues for over 2 years, just the overwhelming crisis, you know, and how it's just gotten so much worse because of the drug and opioid addiction problems in the state. And I feel, you know, the foster parents, they need more support. They need a bigger voice. They need to be taken more seriously. And I also feel we need to do something about the number of CPS workers. We just need more. So, you know, one of the things that was mentioned in your documentary was, you know, how they wish they had more help from social workers. And we just don't have enough in the state of West Virginia.
Delegate.
Thank you. I think a lot of it has to do with pay. If children truly are our most precious resource, then we need to make sure that we pay social workers a fair wage. I mean, they have a master's degree, they have a bachelor's degree, and they earn way less than, say, the engineers that work at DEP. And same thing with the foster families. If we are gonna say, we are giving you our most precious, children are our most precious resource, and we want you to love them, and we want you to take care of them as if they were your own child, and we pay them $20 a day for 24-hour care. They're on call. And so I'm really pleased that we are going to be increasing that rate, at least on the House side. I hope that stays in our foster care legislation, but I think you get what you pay for. And we need our Child Protective Service workers burn out, our foster families burn out. I think that people want to feel valued, and that's the one of the ways we show value in our state and in our country.
And Senator Unger, I know that you've worked a lot, both in your own ministry as well as in the Senate. What do you think could help?
Well, building on what they have said, but one of the things I noticed from your documentary was this, the need for peer, foster families helping foster families. There's two types of recovery. There's the individual recovery, which we do a lot of focus in on it. But there's also something called societal recovery, community recovery. And what I'd like to see is so often for the young people, the foster children, we treat them like objects. We do things to them, or we treat them like recipients. We do things for them. But very rarely we ever treat them like resources, doing things with them. And what I'd like to focus in on, what I have been focusing in on, is how do you build those resiliency skills so that youth can help youth? I mean, there's very little discussion I even heard in the documentary about how are young people being able to help each other? Because by them helping each other, they build those resiliency skills. And sometimes the young people, their first line of defense is each other.
Kinship parents, oftentimes grandparents, are a lot of the foster families out there who are really taking a lot of this on. I mean, we have great grandparents taking care of infants. Is there anything that you would like to do that would help these families?
Well, definitely any discussion we have about strengthening and supporting foster families includes, of course, kinship. They have to be part of it. And again, some of them, sometimes it's grandparents, great-grandparents, it could be uncles, aunts, and they have to take these kids, even if they're members of their family, sometimes without any warning, without any, you know, preparation for it. And obviously all the supports that we give foster families, we need to make certain are there for kinship families too.
One thing that we have done on the House side and the Senate side has worked on this too, is created a foster child and a foster parent bill of rights. And I have talked to kinship families and grandparents especially, and they are so frustrated with the system. I know people that don't want to have anything to do with the system because there are so many rules and so many regulations and so many hoops to jump through. And they are handling sometimes four of their grandchildren and having to make sure they get to school, make sure they get their medicine that they need, and they're just frantic with this responsibility. And so I think that's one of the things the Bill of Rights is designed to do, is to figure out ways that we can clarify what their role is and hopefully make their lives a little easier.
And I would echo that as far as, again, getting support for the family. I mean, it's one thing placing the child in the family of a kinship or in a foster family. Well, one thing we learned is that when people could call out and say, what do you need? We need milk. And the family and the community responded in a sense. So, you know, once I think sometimes we really depend too much on government to solve the problem, that we really don't do community development and really get out there and look at how do we develop those wraparound services? How do we develop those common unity aspects in a community to support those families? Because once a child's placed there, especially in West Virginia, we have a large proportion of grandparents raising their grandchildren. Matter of fact, it's starting to become the rule versus the exception. And that's scary, because what's going to happen? Now I'm hearing great-grandparents are raising their children. There's going to be a time when that's going to be stripped out, the generation. Who's going to be raising our next generation of children? So the only way we're going to solve this is actually really address it at the community level, which also supports the family level.
That was Senator John Unger, Delegate Barbara Evans Fleischauer, and Senator Patricia Rucker speaking with Roxy Todd on the legislature today about the foster care issues in West Virginia. To hear the full interview, visit our website, wvpublic.org. Our Mountain Stage Song of the Week comes from award-winning bluegrass group Balsam Range. Their song, If I Needed Someone, finds the band blending bluegrass with the Beatles.
One, two, three, go.
Mountain Stage Song of the Week, If I Needed Someone, from Balsam Range. Tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8 right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our Appalachia Health News Project is made possible with support from CAMC and Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Carol Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, Eric Douglas, Corey Nollinger, Emily Allen, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glenna Sport. I'm Teresa Wills.